This week, Alexander Shulgin, the so-called godfather of ecstasy, died peacefully in his sleep. The 88-year-old is best known for introducing MDMA, the active molecule in ecstasy, to psychologists in the 1970s, and also synthesized and tested over 200 psychoactive substances during his lifetime. Here's your quickfire science on ecstasy with Georgia Mills and Ginny Smith.
Ecstasy is known chemically as MDMA, which is an abbreviation for methyldeoxymethamphetamine.
When taken, it produces feelings of euphoria and a sense of intimacy with others. In some cases, it can also produce hallucinations.
However, in some people, it can induce panic attacks, confusion, and paranoia.
MDMA increases the release of at least three chemicals in the brain known as neurotransmitters: serotonin, dopamine, and noradrenaline.
Serotonin plays a role in regulating mood, amongst other things, and this is probably the reason for ecstasy's mood-enhancing effects.
Users often experience a comedown after use. Serotonin is slow to be replenished after large amounts have been released by the drug. This means that as the effects wear off, serotonin levels dip below normal, causing feelings of depression.
Prolonged use can cause the serotonin receptors to become less sensitive as they try to counteract the unnaturally huge releases of the neurotransmitter that are bombarding them on a regular basis.
This can cause long periods of depression in people who are predisposed to it, even after they stop taking the drug.
If you're taking antidepressants known as SSRIs or selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, such as Prozac, you won't feel the effects of MDMA.
This is because the antidepressants block the MDMA's route into the nerve cell, so it can't cause the release of serotonin.
It has been suggested that long-term usage could damage nerve cells, particularly in the hippocampus, which is important for memory. But there's still debate over whether this is specifically due to the ecstasy use.
One of the biggest dangers from taking the drug, however, is a difficulty in knowing that it is pure. Pills are often cut with other substances, ranging from caffeine to cocaine, so you can never be quite sure what you are taking.
In the 1970s, ecstasy was trialled for use in therapy, although it never really took off. More recently, it has been suggested as a treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder, allowing patients to confront their fearful memories while feeling calm and relaxed thanks to the drug.